Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthy living.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I want to thank iTunes for featuring this special three-part series about tax deduction dangers and give a big welcome to new listeners who may have just discovered the show. In the first installment, I told you about the mortgage interest deduction and some common mistakes that can trip up homeowners. In the second installment, I told you how to deduct your job-related expenses and a few exceptions and dangers to avoid. In this final installment, we'll be talking about how your medical and dental expenses can lower your tax bill, which expenses are deductible, and how to claim them. What may surprise you about the medical and dental tax deduction is the wide variety of expenses allowed by the IRS. I won't have time to cover every one of them in this podcast, so I recommend that you take a look at the complete list of deductions, which is in IRS Publication 502, so you don't miss any money-saving deductions that might apply to your situation. Before we get into specific expenses, it's important to know that qualified medical expenses are defined as payments for the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease, or treatments affecting any structure or function of the body. When you pay for medical and dental care for yourself, your spouse, or your dependents, you're entitled to deduct the amount that exceeds 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, or AGI. Let's say you have AGI of $50,000 in 2012, and you spend $4,000 on qualified medical expenses. When you multiply $50,000 by 7.5%, you find that you'd need a minimum of $3,750 in total medical expenses to qualify for this deduction. So, if you had $4,000 in medical expenses, you could deduct any amount over the threshold of $3,750, which would be just $250, not the full amount of $4,000. And by the way, starting in 2013, the threshold for the medical deduction will get bumped up from 7.5% to 10% of AGI, making it a little more difficult to take advantage of. To claim a tax deduction for medical expenses, you have to meet the following two conditions. Number one, you must file taxes on Form 1040 and itemize deductions on Schedule A. And two, you must have qualified medical expenses that were not reimbursed, no matter if you receive a reimbursement or if it's paid directly to a doctor or hospital. Some common tax-deductible medical expenses include fees paid to doctors, dentists, psychologists, and psychiatrists, hospital or nursing home care, including the cost of meals and lodging, prescription drugs and insulin, eye exams, eyeglasses, and contact lenses, including cleaning equipment and solution, hearing aids, crutches and wheelchairs, and transportation costs essential to receive medical care, including ambulance service. Besides these ordinary expenses, don't miss the non-traditional medical expenses, including acupuncture, fees paid to chiropractors, fees paid to a Christian Scientist practitioner, treatment for alcohol or drug addiction, including meals and lodging, plus transportation to and from Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in your community. fertility treatment, such as in vitro fertilization and pregnancy test kits, lactation supplies like breast pumps, sterilization procedures like vasectomy, home improvements, including modifications to bathrooms, doors, kitchen cabinets, entrances, and stairs to accommodate a disability. The cost of removing lead-based paint from your home. Owning a guide dog or other service animal. Participation in a program to stop smoking. A weight loss program when recommended by a doctor to treat a medical condition. And special education for a child with learning disabilities when recommended by a doctor. As I mentioned, this is not a complete list of qualified medical expenses, so be sure to refer to IRS Publication 502 called Medical and Dental Expenses for more information. You can also deduct insurance premiums that cover medical and dental care unless your employer paid them for you. That's because the cost of employer-paid premiums are typically excluded from your gross income, making them a tax-free benefit to begin with. So deducting them on Schedule A would be double dipping, which is definitely not allowed by the IRS. Additionally, medical expenses paid using a health savings account don't qualify for a tax deduction because funds in the account were never subject to tax. While there are hundreds of expenses that qualify for the medical and dental tax deduction, don't get carried away.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.
Here's a list of expenses that are not tax deductible. Over-the-counter medicines that don't require a prescription. Controlled substances like marijuana, even if legalized by state law. Personal use items like toothpaste, tissues, or soap. Elective cosmetic surgery or hair transplants. Teeth whitening. Gym memberships or swimming lessons. Vitamins or nutritional supplements, unless recommended by a doctor to treat a diagnosed medical condition, and funeral or burial expenses. You can deduct medical and dental expenses in the year you paid for them, regardless of when the services were provided. So if you received medical treatment in 2010, but didn't pay for it until 2011, you can only deduct the expenses in 2011. If you neglected to claim a deductible medical expense, you can file an amended tax return on Form 1040X for the year you missed the tax break. You generally have 3 years from the date the original return was filed, or 2 years from the date you paid tax, whichever is later, to correct a botched tax return. For links to everything mentioned in the podcast, always visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Also, be sure to get the free Money Girl newsletter and connect with me on social media for even more money tips. You can do a search for Money Girl in Facebook and follow me on Twitter, where my username is @LauraAdams. To learn more about taxes and smart ways to manage your money, get a copy of my award-winning book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook. You can even download 2 free book chapters when you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.